KTBB News Time, 7:53, 61 degrees in Longview, 60 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff, and hello from Fox News headquarters in New York, and thanks to the fine folks here for their hospitality. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, the government shutdown is over. For 6 weeks, Senate Democrats held the taxpayers of the United States hostage as they attempted in vain to force the Republicans to help fix a problem that the Democrats created. When you render the government shutdown to its essence, you clearly see that for 6 weeks, routine government services were unavailable to the citizens who pay for them through the taxes that never stopped coming out of their paychecks. Government employees went without paychecks. Countless thousands suffered travel delays, and the greatest nation on the planet looked stuck on stupid, all because of a bad law that passed Congress 15 years ago without a single Republican vote. The sticking point that kept Democrats from voting for a continuing resolution to fund the government, a resolution based on prior spending resolutions going back to when Joe Biden was president, and Democrats controlled both chambers of Congress, and for which Democrats had previously voted, was the fact that Obamacare, formally and mockingly known as the Affordable Care Act, isn't affordable at all. Democrats were holding out for a continuation of COVID-era subsidies, ostensibly put in place to help those put out of work by the pandemic afford their premiums. They that are in reality papering over the fact that Obamacare is a colossal failure. Obamacare has not kept a single one of its promises, not one. The last big federal program to keep its promises was the Apollo Lunar Program that ended in 1972. We were told that the average American family would save $2,500 per year on health insurance premiums. Premiums have instead tripled. We were told that if we liked our plan, we could keep our plan. That didn't happen. We were told that every American would be freed from the awful possibility of facing bankruptcy because of a catastrophic illness or injury. Such bankruptcies are filed in federal courts every single day. Millions of Americans now can't help noticing that the Affordable Care Act has made the insurance that pays for that care conspicuously unaffordable. The Obamacare subsidies that attempt to conceal this fact are set to expire December 31st. That is a date of the Democrats' choosing, because not a single Republican voted for the COVID-era American Rescue Plan that put those subsidies in place. There are two takeaways here. First, we again learn that whenever a grand federal program is concocted to address a problem, that problem will likely get much worse. And second, there is no such thing as a temporary government handout. Once such a program starts, it becomes permanent. Which leads to the third takeaway. Countless independent and swing voters that put Republicans over the top in 2024 are dependent on those very Obamacare subsidies. Their votes will be needed in 2026 if the GOP is to keep the House from flipping to the Democrats. So, Republicans will eventually cave on extending the subsidies. Don't doubt me. Are you then in any way mystified as to why the United States is $37 trillion in debt? That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. According to the weather page at KTBB.com, it's going to be sunny and 76 degrees today at 5 o'clock. That's another way of saying perfect. So instead of going straight home today after work, take a delightful detour to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. First thing when you get there, go to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. Tell them I sent you, and of course, your first taste is on me. Then, make it a light dinner. I've been telling you about their brand new Italian melt grilled cheese made with salami, pepperoni, house-made marinara, and provolone, and then grilled. It's a work of art. Take your sandwich and a bottle or a glass of your wine choice and repair to the covered patio overlooking the Keepersall Vineyard. Take in a perfect fall afternoon and evening, sipping great wine, enjoying great food, and being in the company of a spouse or a friend. To do this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's always more at Keepersall.com.